Joining us now is Doug Goring. He's the North Dakota Commissioner of Agriculture. He joins us from our studio in Bismarck, and Doug is going to talk to us about the Hunger-Free North Dakota Coalition and its garden project. Thanks for being with us, Doug.
Thank you for having me.
This Hunger-Free North Dakota Coalition is something we've been collaborating with that group for the past few months to highlight various aspects of the program. And I know you've been in on the ground floor, so give us a sense of tell our listeners more about the coalition itself.
Well, the coalition is a group of those individuals and organizations, associations that certainly see a need and are very compassionate about people in need. So when you think about 1 in 9 people in North Dakota seek food assistance from charitable feeding programs every year, that kind of tugs at your heartstrings. But what even takes it a step further, 37% of those are children, 12% are seniors. Those that are most vulnerable in our society shouldn't have to be hungry in a state and a country that produces so much. So this effort to try and reach those that have something to see if they would be able to provide it to those that don't, and then count on all of these good people to help distribute. I mean, we look at a good partner of ours, Great Plains Food Bank. They've just been fantastic from the beginning. I mean, we started out saying, you know what, let's see if we can look at the Hunger Food or the Hunger-Free Garden Project and encourage people to plant an extra row of something and maybe an extra row of everything and see if we can actually distribute that, get it moved into food pantries, soup kitchens. And as time kind of progressed, our program evolved to understand and recognize that we have senior programs out there. We have domestic violence shelters. We have addiction centers. Any of those types of entities out there that help others and provide, what a way to get it to them. And Great Plains Food Bank was really great about the logistical end, so they could actually move some things in and around. The other thing that's been interesting is Great Plains Food Bank has continued to just grow every year. I mean, at record levels. We've been doing this for 10 years. And last year, Great Plains Food Bank, with all the recognition and notoriety and awareness that's been raised, they were able to distribute 14.9 million pounds of food.
Wow.
That equals 12.5 million meals. I mean, they have a great network. As a partner, they partner with about 205 agencies, associations, organizations, and 109 communities, you know, in the upper Midwest and in North Dakota. So our efforts to grow a little more food, especially vegetables and fruits, things that people have very little access to, or at least it's very costly in the store, what a good way to make sure that they're getting some healthy, fresh, good food here in North Dakota.
The Great Plains Food Bank, is that a critical coalition member here in terms of the logistics of doing this, of getting
they
all
are.
These disparate connections made and food distributed?
They are, because they do have access to all the soup kitchens, the food pantries, and they make sure that if we can, for example, we got potatoes 1 year from some gracious supplier in the eastern part of the state. They help distribute those throughout the state. We've also had some after they heard about our sweet corn project here in central North Dakota and actually on my farm and land that we rent to distribute that throughout the state. And it's grown leaps and bounds. We also, to try and encourage more awareness and get more involvement from people, we've tried to set some goals. So in the last year, we set a goal of 250,000 pounds. We're setting that same goal going forward this year at 250,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables, and which would equate to about 1 million servings of vegetables for people here in North Dakota.
Wow. So who can participate? Anybody?
Anybody. And I think that's the beauty of it. If you grow, and I don't want to seem so minor or meager about this, but if you grow one potted plant and you produce 2 or 3 extra peppers, for example, get a hold of somebody at one of the food pantries and soup kitchens. It's amazing. They'll cut them up. They'll provide them when they're providing soup, or maybe they'll put them into the soup. There's all kinds of things that can be done. When you aggregate all this, it actually makes a big difference, even though somebody might think it doesn't. It really, really does, and we just encourage people to do that. The other thing is partnering with and asking Extension to work with growers and gardeners to address some of the challenges they have, or help them understand how they might be able to produce more, has certainly taken us to that next level also.
I was just reminded that this is sort of like membership for Prairie Public. You know, it takes a village. We all have to kind of chip in a little bit to help everybody come along.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
We are talking about food that is perishable, though. Garden food, I mean, potatoes can last a while in cold storage, but how do you deal with that issue?
Well, you bring up a great point. That's probably why it's in such need, is it's a perishable product. It has to travel a long distance sometimes of the year to get here, and the quality might be of a lower quality, and we might have challenges. So for us to really look at getting this out and about in a timely manner, it means coordinating. It means working with all those that are growing it to see, you know, when are you going to be harvesting? If you are harvesting, it's good to get a heads up so that at least we can get it distributed in the local area. If we have larger amounts, it's a great opportunity to contact our partners at Great Plains Food Bank and have them coordinate with us and the grower and others that are involved so that they can get it distributed throughout the state.
Now, it would seem that like farmers markets around the state, that there would be certain times of the summer, the growing season, when certain crops would come in, like tomatoes late in the summer. Is that the case?
Well, it is, and we do have some people that start earlier too, so that's kind of nice. We have a few more hoop houses out there, and there's some that actually start some of their vegetable production in the house and then move it outside later on. So we can sometimes get production earlier, but again, we also have those that are trying to make a living off from this. So it helps when you work with the farmers markets, the growers, and the producers out there. They may take some extra produce out and about and to some of those soup kitchens and food pantries.
Well, for people who want to do a little investigation of the program, it's easy to find if you just Google NDDA Hunger Free, NDDA, North Dakota Department of Agriculture, Hunger Free, and you'll come up on a web page that actually provides a fair amount of information. Do you need more distribution sites? Because I saw a map up there, and there are parts of the state that look like they're a little spare.
Yeah, they almost look like a food desert, don't they? And we actually refer to them in that manner. So something unique, and I'm so proud of this, we have an interactive map that we use for production agriculture, which identifies apiaries or those bee yards and hives. It also identifies vineyards. It identifies organic production throughout the state. And we do that so people are aware of where this is at. So if they're spraying in the area or you have other commercial operations going on, they know that those are sensitive areas. We took that map concept and we developed it and took it a step further. And the map that we have for this Hunger Free talks about the farmers and ranchers that market directly. It also looks at produce donation sites. And sometimes if you get on here and you're not quite sure what that means, call us or look further into the legend. It might tell you if it's a soup kitchen, if it's a senior center, maybe it's a food pantry. You can also get further into it and you can look at roadside stands, but to your point, you're exactly right. We have parts of the state that don't really have a whole lot. Some of that may be because of the area it's in. If they're trying to grow a lot of produce, you know, out in the countryside where it's a little bit drier climate, they're going to be challenged a little bit more. But we hope to encourage people just to continue to look at doing anything in their backyard and helping out in these communities.
Well, when I was up on the site looking at that map, I noted there were community gardens there too, and that's kind of catching on around the state. Certainly it's popular in the Fargo-Moorhead area and Bismarck-Mandan as well. Is this a potential growth area? I mean, these are community gardens. They might have a bit of overabundance.
Yeah, those are other places that we've worked with those communities to see. And again, we don't force anybody to do anything, but we just ask them if you would participate with us. That would be great. We know where you can take some of this. If you have a lot of produce and all of you guys are kind of working together, let us know, because we very much would love to get a hold of somebody that can help distribute this throughout the state or in throughout the communities too.
Well, we had a brutal winter, as we all remember, because it's not that long ago. And May has been a bit chilly so far. This is usually near the end of May is typically when people start putting their gardens in outside anyway. So this is planting month. It's time to get the word out, right?
It is. And again, it's nice to encourage people to think about if you have a little extra room in there, can you plant a little extra? Can you just plan on that being something else for somebody else? Maybe it's even in your community. If you know somebody, a neighbor, that maybe they're shut in, maybe they're elderly, and they might enjoy and appreciate some of this. Maybe they would like some tomatoes, some peppers. Some people still plant potatoes, although they take up quite a bit of room and you need a lot of care and management there. Those are things that you might be able to get to some of those shut-ins that exist in your community, in your neighborhood. The other thing that I like about this is in some of these communities, we've had people just from raising the awareness become a little more compassionate and sensitive to others' needs, and you start to see them bring things to the senior centers. And I love that because those people appreciate it so much, and they're really in need of some of this great food that's being produced.
Now, we do have programs to recycle or redistribute, I should say, extra restaurant food and that kind of thing, and occasionally from the produce aisles of supermarkets. Is that part of this program too?
This isn't, but I do, and I'm very well aware, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because I know that they have relationships with Great Plains Food Bank where they will actually donate some of their items, even if it's a damaged can, and sometimes people might turn their nose up to that, but there's nothing wrong with it. And they just know that it may not market well sitting on their shelf, so they get it over to Great Plains Food Bank, and Great Plains Food Bank distributes a lot of that. I also am aware that we have a handful of restaurants in our communities that do reach out, do work with the soup kitchens, provide them some products, and sometimes even some extra food, and I think that's great.
You mentioned that 37% of the recipients of this food are kids. One out of nine North Dakotans is eligible for this. So, and the fact that this has grown over the 10-year period since it all started, is it meeting the need?
I don't believe so. I think it's a great effort. I think we have to continue on. We still, I believe that there are some out there that don't even seek this type of assistance or help. And it may be a pride thing. It may be a lack of knowledge or awareness. But it's an opportunity for us to keep doing it, raising awareness, and even getting out, you know, the numbers when you talk about how much or, you know, what our goals are and what we've actually done. It gets people thinking that, you know what, there are others out there that care and they can provide something, and maybe we'll just go check it out.
So is hunger free an achievable goal?
Well, the nice thing about goals, sometimes they're difficult to achieve, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't continue to strive, you know, to meet that goal.
We've been talking a bit about, you know, planting another row of this and the seasonality of the growing season, that kind of thing. If you were to make some recommendations out there for people who are thinking of adding another row of something or growing for the garden project, what would you like them to plant?
Well, I got a bias, so it probably I'm not a tomato guy. I love tomato soup and I love ketchup. My wife just loves tomatoes herself. Cucumbers for pickling, squash. Oh, people love squash. There's different types of squash. I love squash. Peppers, I'm a pepper guy. I probably said that earlier. Onions. Onions seem to always be in demand. People use them to, you know, really accentuate the other food that they're making. I do not have a preference for zucchini, but I know some people do.
Yeah.
And you can almost get it free any time. In fact, I tell people, instead of leaving it on my doorstep or in my vehicle if I left the car unlocked.
That's the joke.
There's a soup kitchen around here. I'm sure they could use it. But there are so many different things, and sometimes even the unique things. We plant chives in our garden, but we use that for ourselves. I would think that if someone wanted to even donate something like that, even to a soup kitchen or a seniors center, man, could they use that. People love that kind of fresh stuff.
Doug Goring is the North Dakota Commissioner of Agriculture. We've been talking about Hunger-Free North Dakota's garden project. You can find out more by Googling NDDA Hunger-Free. Doug, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.